Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning from Richmond, Virginia. And guess what, my brothers and sisters? This is Imaja Jubilee, your host for love, light, and positivity. And with all that being said, I want to tell you something in case you've forgotten. You have just landed in love. You, my friends, were made in the image and the likeness of God. No matter what your race, no matter what your creed, no matter what your gender, whether you're young or old, we are all still made in love. And you are made in love by this wonderful agape love, for love, just to be love. Just for today, there's love above you. Not just for today, but every day that you wake up in the morning to a brand new day, you wake up in it and breathe in the goodness of the Lord. Breathe it in because you have love above you, love below you, and love has been planted in your heart because you have Christ in your heart. Christ is right there for you today. You've been Christed. So today, I say to you that you can be a light. That's what this show is all about, love and light. And you can be a light. And one of my friends, Larry, here in Richmond, who works for the city of Richmond, always says that you have to be the light and not the lampshade. So we encourage you today to just shine your light, and then give off your love. And remember, not only do you love yourself, because self-love is very, very important, and you love yourself in order that you can love someone else. And the good book tells us that you have to love your neighbor as yourself. And if you were to sum up all the gospels in the Bible, and that one word would be love. So we are just so grateful and blessed to say today to you for this platform that we have to encourage and inspire all of you to continue to grow and continue to grow in faith and, most of all, trust in the Almighty, trust in the God that created this universe. It's all about believing and standing still and listening to where the Spirit guides you and where the Spirit takes you. Now let's take a breath together to bring us together no matter where you are. Let us breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And in our previous shows, we're going to move on today. We've talked about journaling and deepening your connection to God. Today, we're going to go ahead on to another tool that I used along my way. And that has been a positive influence in my life. I told y'all that I used to write, and I still write poetry. And that's how I got started. I write poetry, and the poems come to me through God. And my book, Couldn't Keep It to Myself, has 21 poems in it. And today, what we're going to discuss, another tool that can allow you to deepen your connection to God. And that tool is prayer. So over the next few weeks, when we're on the air, we're going to be talking about prayer. And I used to write my prayers in my journal. Sometimes I would dance my prayers. Sometimes I cried and I prayed. And sometimes I couldn't pray at all. But most of all, I didn't forget to pray. That's when I had to get somebody else to pray for me. So I participated in all of that. And I participated when I couldn't pray for myself. I went to the altar call at church. I went in there, and guess what? Somebody else prayed for me. And that really helped me get started on my way. Somebody else prayed for me. They prayed for me. And so with that being said, couldn't hear nobody pray, couldn't hear nobody pray, way down yonder by myself, I couldn't hear nobody pray. Some days I prayed all day, some days I prayed all day, I prayed all day to keep the devil away. Some days I prayed all day. That's a song that my grandma used to sing and my mama sang, that they couldn't hear nobody pray. That's an old song. And as we talk about prayer today, let us remember that there are many types of prayer. And when I talk about prayer, to me, prayer means that I'm talking to God. I'm telling him what's in my heart and not in my head. Sometimes we have a tendency to come out of what's in our head. And most of the time for me, when it come out of my head, it's not a sincere prayer. So I have to have a conversation with God. And I have to have a conversation with God from my heart, not from my head. And I humbly bow into that. Now, I have to tell y'all about the first prayer that I learned. I was taught prayer in Sunday school because I went to Sunday school every single Sunday. I went, my dad made sure we went, and my mom went, the whole family. We were church-going people. And my mother taught me to pray. First, we had to pray the prayer of to bless the food. God is great and God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Bow our heads, we must be fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. And then the next prayer she taught us was when we went to bed at night, Lord, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And then the other prayer that I learned was the next prayer that I learned was the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught us how to pray when he prayed his prayer, the Lord's Prayer. That's one of my favorite prayers. And then as I moved on, I learned the Serenity Prayer because all the 12-step program teach people to say the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's a wonderful prayer to pray. And I'm sure you all have favorite prayers. One of my favorite prayers is the prayer of Jabez. I prayed that prayer January of 2019 at the beginning of the year, and I still prayed about asking God to bless and enlarge my territory. And I'm sitting right here now in that. I prayed that prayer in January. And look, I have a new platform here with you all now. God has enlarged my territory. And a lot of times I pray for a blessed life. I just talk to God. So though there are over 225 different kinds of prayer that you'll find in the Bible. I'm sure that each one of you has some special prayer that you pray. You have some prayer that you learn. But I just feel like, you know, I can ride in my car. I can ride in my car and talk to God going down the road because nobody's with me. It's just God and I have this wonderful conversation. I don't need to turn the radio on. I just talk to God. I just talk to God. And through that, I release all my pain, all my doubt, all my worry. I just give it over to the Spirit, and I keep on riding. I keep on moving. Take a breath in, and I take a breath out. And as we go to looking at other forms of prayer, there are different types of prayer. There's a communion prayer where you stay in connection, where they tell you, teach you to pray without ceasing. Every day, all day, just stay in communion with the Spirit, thanking Him for the people that you see, smiles on your face, and all the blessings that come. Then there's prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of faith, prayers of request. Sometimes we have to just ask God for what we need. That's also a prayer. And then there's the prayers of concentration. But one of the things that we're going to talk about today, and we have a guest, Lori Thomas, who is waiting to come on in. And Lori, I met Lori on Facebook. Lori was on Facebook praising God every morning. She come on with all this vibrant energy. And I said, I started following her. And I listened to her, and she would help me get my praise on, my prayer on with her music and her joyful spirit. And she prays prayers of intercession. So she's our guest today. She believes in God, grounded in God, and she's guided by the Spirit. Lori, welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity.
Thank you so much, Imaja. I give God all the glory, all the praise. And, you know, prayer is so important. And I thank God for the opportunity to connect with you on Facebook. When we praise God and we pray to God, I tell you, God connects us with each other. And, you know, God receives all the glory, all the honor.
All the glory, everything goes, and we give praise to that, and we give thanks for that because we know. And, you know, what attracted me to you, Lori, is your sincerity, and, you know, you trust God for everything. And you put me in that mode. You just put me in that mode, and we connected. And when I asked you to do this, you just said yes, you do it.
Amen. Well, when you're guided by the Spirit of God, you know He does all the work. It's not even about me at all. It's all about God, and He divinely connects us to one another by His Spirit. And when we're on one accord and we're lifting up His name through prayer and praise, I tell you, God comes on the scene and He just sets us up to have a glorious time in Him.
Wonderful. So in your church that you go to, so do you pray for other people at your church as well?
I sure do. As an intercessor, you know, you mentioned earlier, it's so important to listen to God and to listen to God with your heart and not your mind. I was like, yes, Yamaja, you are right on it. When we listen to God with our heart, I tell you, we hear Him. We hear Him talk to us. Hallelujah. We hear Him minister to us. We hear Him give us direction. We hear Him tell us, pray for your sister. Pray for your brother. Pray for the country. Pray for the world. You know, it's so important to have that divine connection with Him and to open up our hearts and receive every instruction that He has for us. You know, it's all about helping somebody else anyway. We're here to be a blessing to someone else. So when we intercede and we pray for others, that means we're selfless. We take in consideration what somebody else is going through. We lay
that's
down
right. So somebody,
and lay on the altar.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. That, and you know what? That's because you never know what pain your sister or your brother is in. And with that pain,
Amen.
Sometimes You know, sometimes people, well, you know, I see it a lot when people get sick. They'll ask you, will you please pray for me? And that's when that intercession prayer comes in. Or, you know, I do also believe not a lot of times I go and I ask the prayer chaplain to pray. I used to be a prayer chaplain. I was a prayer chaplain for many, many years at my church. And sometimes people just come and they want you to pray a Thanksgiving prayer for them, too, as things are going good, you know? You know, and I like what you said about, you know, you have to pray with the state that the world is in now. You pray. I pray for that God bless the man in the White House, that God bless all the leaders of the nations, that God will lead and order their steps in a divine and magnificent way. That's what I pray, you know, every day.
Yes. And it's so important to pray for the world. And you may mention that when we confess our faults one to another, you know, the scripture says, and pray for one another that we may all be healed. We all fall short of his glory. But, you know, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous one availeth much. When we pray for one another, oh, it's so much strength in the multitude when we come together. So it's so important for us to come together and pray for one another because it's strength in that. And we're going to be healed. We're going to be healed of whatever it is that we're going through. And I thank God for that. We thank God for everything that he's doing.
Yeah, and I pray, too, that I dwell in it all day, that communion prayer, too, you know, that I'm walking in it moment by moment, every day. My prayer today is that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in everything that I think, that I do, my actions, everything. It's about asking God for the help to do it. I can't do this by myself, you know? I can't do it by myself.
Amen, amen. And, you know, you're so uplifting. You know, you can hear the joy of the Lord coming from you, the excitement of what God is doing in your life, how, you know, you're yielding to God as you, you know, share the good news of the gospel through this live broadcast. It's amazing. You know, I listen to you and I see how God is allowing you to be a vessel to share the good news of the gospel. So you continue doing exactly what you're doing. To God be all the glory.
And I just want to say too, you know, with the prayer with prayer, my mother and my grandmother, the first person that I ever heard pray was my grandmother, which we'll talk about in weeks to come. You know, in church, because the church that I went to was filled with the deacon board, and usually women didn't get up to pray. But she would get up and pray that intercessor prayer for her family. She would get up and pray to ask God to relieve them of the bonds of alcohol, because they were, you know, drinking a lot of alcohol and consumed by, she would say, by the devil's spirits, right, by doing a lot of drinking and a lot of other things that were going on. And she would get up and pray for that generation and the generations to come. She would pray for the generations that's going to come through her lineage, that they would be blessed. And, you know, those prayers kept a lot of people going. Those prayers are still working today. So, you know, we can pray a prayer, and the prayer keep on working, you know. We have to trust that God is going to answer our prayer, you know, because sometimes we give it to God, we take it, we give it back, we take it to God, give it back, you take it back. So we have to remember and trust. That's what it trust and believe, that the prayer is going to be answered. Prayer is going to be answered. So, Lori, how have you used prayer to work with yourself to deepen your relationship with God?
Well, I'll share with you just like this. I'm telling you, God is so good. We're so thankful. When you think about the goodness of God, when you think about everything that he's done in your life, where he's brought you from, everything that he's protected you from, seen and unseen danger, it's so easy to pray and commune with God and talk with God. And then you want the same for others. You know, when you think about what God has done for you, you want to get down on your knees and you want to have that conversation with God. You want to tell him how thankful you are. You want to praise him for who he is. And you want God to do the same for others. And that's what it's all about. Each one, reach one, teach one for somebody else. You never know what somebody else is going through. And when I go through things in my life, I say, well, God, you know what? If I'm going through it, somebody else may be going through it too. So guess what?
Yeah,
I want to have a conversation with you, God, to pray for somebody else so that you can help them, God.
So Lori, I just what I feel led to do is ask you if you would kindly bless us with a prayer, okay? If you would pray for your audience that are listening to us right now and let God lead you as to what to say. We would be so blessed by your prayer today.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. God, we just love you. We come to you with a pure and a clean heart. We ask that you forgive us for our sins. If there's anything that's not pleasing and that's going on within us, God, we just ask that you remove it. You said, he that serves you must serve you in spirit and in truth. God, we come to you as humble as we know how. We thank you for us having the opportunity to commune with you. We thank you, Father, for you loving us the way that you loved us. You loved us so much you gave us Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you allow your grace, you allow your mercy to be new to us each and every day. Father God, thank you for what you're doing in this live broadcast. Father God, let your word, let your love permeate throughout this entire world, Lord God. What the world needs now is your love, your sweet love. God, please keep on doing what you're doing in this earth through this broadcast, Father God. Keep on helping us to pray for one another. Keep on helping us to commune with you, Lord God. Keep on helping us to live our lives best we can with you leading and guiding us and directing us. Continue, Lord God. Continue to have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for that prayer. And I just wanted to say that what we declare and what we trust in, that's what comes back to us. But we got to start somewhere. And I feel like prayer is it. Prayer, the angelic gospel singers used to have a song, and my mother used to sing that song, that prayer is the key to heaven, and faith unlocks the door, and that I need prayer. Please pray for me. I love that song, Pray for Me. And when we pray for each other, it takes us out of the realm of being selfish, you know, because sometimes we can just beg God to do this for me, this for me, this for me. But to be of service to the Almighty, we have to pray for other people. We are just so grateful today that we can call out, in our prayers, we can call out the seeds of greatness. It will help us to rise higher, and it will allow us to become all that God would have us to be. And the faith, we had a victory. We had a victory. So, Lori, I know that you are a praying woman, and I know you praise God. Like I said before at the top of the show, I like to dance my prayers too. That's why I like when I see you on Facebook, right?
Praise
and I have
God,
to tell my
you know.
I tell you.
You know,
I have to tell my audience, what I did was I met with Lori. It's not just we met and we had a conversation about her doing this because she has such a wonderful, gentle, uplifting spirit. Not only was it on Facebook she projected it, but in person she was just as sweet and just as lovely and just as open-mindedness and just as honest. She has integrity about the power of prayer. So, Lori, would you leave a pearl of wisdom with our listening audience about prayer, Professor, and just some wisdom about prayer? If you leave us a pearl of wisdom.
Prayer is simply communicating, talking to our God, listening to him, and talking to him. Pray from your heart, freely, spontaneously, in your own words. God designed you. You are special. He knows exactly who you are. Talk to him in your own words, from your heart.
One, from your heart, in your own words. And I would encourage my listening audience, for all of you, to remember that you are a masterpiece, that you are created in the image and likeness of the divine, and that God will cradle your heart, because you and God are not apart. And when you come into that centeredness, there'll be no obstacle that you can't overcome. You will rise higher and you will shine and you will be the light, remembering to use prayer as a tool of a way of listening and talking and being with the God of your understanding. We are so grateful for this tool, prayer. And pray a bold prayer. Pray with boldness. You know, don't be afraid to ask God for the desires of your heart. Pray with boldness and expect it. Expect it. You pray big, expect big, and believe big through prayer. And allow that prayer to allow you to unfold your hidden dreams that lie deep within your heart. Prayer is the key to heaven. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. However you want to put it, it is a tool that can be used that will allow you to be all that you can be. So we want to thank you, Lori, for being with us. And I want the audience to be reminded that in the upcoming weeks, we're going to continue this journey to talk about prayer and talk about how prayer is in every religious tradition. We'll have different people from different walks of life who will share with us their wisdom about this wonderful, magnificent tool of prayer. I just believe in prayer. I just believe in prayer. I was brought up in it, and I've been on this earth I've been around the sun, as they say, many, many, many moons and many, many, many sunrise and sunset. But one thing that I know for sure is that prayer would allow me to grow. It will allow you to grow. And when you do that and trust in the universe and trust in what has made you and created you in your image, you will go into the world and you will be the love and you will be the light and you will bring forth positivity in your words, your thoughts, and your actions. And bless yourself. Pray and bless yourself every day. And remember, let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be guided by Spirit. Pray. Talk to God today. Tell him what's on your mind. Give him all your worries. Give him all your cares. Because God will take care of you. God will bless you. And until next time we come, we will have a program again centered around prayer. And I ask you to go within the day, order footsteps by God, and remember to pray. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll see you next time.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.